Senate Democratic leader Stephen Geller today announced that he has filed suit in federal court to force the National Democratic Party to recognize the votes cast by 1.75 million Floridians during the January 29th presidential primary and seat the state's delegation with full voting authority. Geller argues the DNC stripped the state of its entire delegation without first conducting a meaningful probe and without ever contacting the key Democratic lawmakers. Just a few moments ago, WMNF spoke with Senator Geller.
There were other lawsuits that were filed, and we needed to see what was happening on those. And the main reason for filing the lawsuit now is 9 days from now, the Democratic National Committee, Rules and Bylaws Committee, is holding a meeting to discuss the appeal in Florida. It is our preference. I yesterday overnighted a very nice letter to the Rules and Bylaws Committee advising them that I believe that they have misrepresented or been given incorrect information as to what has happened here in Florida. Most people seem to think that the Democratic Florida legislature, just arbitrarily decided that we were going to go against what the DNC wanted, and nothing is further from the truth. We were outvoted by the Republicans. So it is my hope that the DNC Rules and Bylaws Committee will receive my letter, say, you know, he's right, and give us back all of our votes.
Well, Senator,
if they don't, this lawsuit will be a powerful reminder to them that if they fail to do so voluntarily, I believe that a federal judge will instruct them to do so.
Well, a couple things with that. Now, one of them, you mentioned the legislature and the Republican-dominated legislature with the voting bill last year that included, of course, getting rid of the paper trail. But did not the bill, in terms of the moving the primary date up, wasn't Senator Jeremy Ring kind of involved with that?
Well, yeah, that's a funny thing. The Democratic Party rules say that you have to look at what the Democratic leadership, the Democratic elected leadership and party leadership did. Senator Ring is an excellent senator with a bright future in front of him. When he introduced this legislation, he was a first-year member of the Florida legislature, Florida Senate, and he voted the way he should. Senator Ring campaigned in favor of this issue, and therefore he was fulfilling the promise he made to his constituents, which is what he should have done. But having one single Democrat vote in favor of the bill is not exactly determining what the legislative leadership did. The fact is clear. I am the Senate Democratic leader, Senator Frederica Wilson, who is the Democratic leader pro tempore, and I, the two of us, filed an amendment specifically to change it in favor of complying with DNC rules, and we were outvoted. And the fact that we were outvoted, probably it was a voice vote, but it appeared to be 12 or 13 Democrats voting one way and all of the Republicans and Senator Ring voting the other. You cannot have one do this one member. Secondly, by the way, it wasn't even his bill. The Republicans took the issue away from him, and it was Senator Lee Constantine's bill. Republican Senator Lee Constantine's bill that we voted on.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. You mentioned the Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee meeting next Saturday, May 31st, right, in D.C. Now, of course, the Clinton campaign very much wants to have all these delegates count. The Obama campaign, Barack Obama was in Tampa yesterday, said that he would be willing to compromise on this. We'll wait and see what happens here. If there is a compromise of some sort, and maybe not all the delegates are counted, and yet that's okay with the Hillary Clinton camp, just saying this theoretically, do you still want this lawsuit to continue?
Let's say that they agree to give us half of our delegates. Maybe I'll withdraw half of the lawsuit. Okay, I was in 2000, I was a member of the Florida Senate representing Broward and Palm Beach counties, along with two other counties. I stood as an official election monitor in the Broward County Courthouse watching them count the ballots. I remember the DNC saying time and time again, make sure that every vote is counted. They didn't say make sure that no votes are counted, which is what they're saying today. They didn't say make sure that half of our votes counted, which is what they may be saying on the 31st. They said, make sure that all of our votes are counted, and nothing less than that will satisfy me. And you know what? If we want to carry this state for our presidential candidate and for our congressional candidates, we need to do that, because there have been three polls taken. All three of those polls have shown that between 25 and 30% of the likely Democratic voters would stay home or vote Republican if our delegation isn't seated. There's incredible anger out there. That's why, besides myself as a plaintiff, and I'm one of those uncommitted superdelegates you read about, we also have a Clinton delegate and an Obama delegate. And by the way, although I'm an uncommitted delegate, I had told John Edwards that I was going to endorse him prior to his pulling out of the state. So we're not doing this to help or hurt any candidate. We're doing this to make sure that our votes in Florida count and are counted.